You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This weekend will be the final weekend of summer, officially summer.
Yep.
And the first day of fall will be a week from tomorrow.
I might have some of my fall decorations out front already.
What did you put out?
We've got this bucket that we put, we got a fall wreath up, and I've got like a scarecrow guy with some flowers around him, and it's very Pinterest. It's a little something
it's
like to do.
It's funny that you're the one who does that and not Nicole.
It's a little something I like to do. I know. I love putting out decorations.
Again, be your authentic you, Jeremy.
I am who I am.
Locally, a bow hunter had to be airlifted out of a remote area of Larimer County yesterday after he tried to shoot a moose with an arrow.
Oh, my God.
But instead was attacked and injured by the animal. And this is not popular to say for some people, but I'm on the side of the moose.
100%.
I don't want to see any human being get hurt. But at the same time, I don't see going up and killing a moose with an arrow.
I don't either.
Sorry,
I don't get it.
I'm not on
I'll
board.
Never get it. I have a friend who is from out of town. He lived out of state and he moved here. And his theory is that nobody in Colorado has actually ever seen a moose because everybody he talks to, he asks them, have you ever seen a moose here? You've lived here your entire life. And everyone's like, no, I've never seen a moose here, including me. I've never seen an actual moose running around.
Have.
I never
you
have
haven't?
Seen a moose here. No, I saw one up in Yellowstone, but never in Colorado. Did you see a moose the entire 30 years you were living here?
I saw one time up by Estes Park.
It's probably an elk.
No, listen, I spent some years in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
I know moose.
You know moose? Yeah. I mean, I know what a moose looks like. All right.
Hey, watch me pull a rabbit out of
my
head.
Well, then his theory is false.
An Australian man, speaking along these lines, an Australian man was tragically killed in the first fatal kangaroo attack in over 85 years.
What's with all these animal stories today?
Yeah, it's animal stories. Not only that, but the kangaroo actually prevented paramedics from reaching the 77-year-old, who is believed to have been keeping the animal as a pet.
Those kangaroos are, they're wicked. They're tough. They're buff, man.
Yeah. Nathaniel Hackett, the coach of the Broncos, now says he should have gone for it on fourth down. So basically, Nathaniel Hackett has become an armchair coach just like the rest of us.
He's like,
so I
my
say,
bad.
Welcome, Nathaniel, that we've all been doing this for years.
Whoopsies.
I'm going to throw this in. It has no relevance to anything in Denver, but the Detroit Lions, that's a football team, Jeremy.
Okay.
They are favored to win this Sunday. And the only reason that's notable is because the Lions have been underdogs for 24 games in a row. They have not been favored to win a game since November of 2020. Imagine being a fan of that team.
Wow, they're really bad.
Anyway, they haven't been favored to win in a game since November of 2020, and they lost that game 20-0.
Man.
So bad. Speaking of losing, the Rockies, yes, lost last night in Chicago. They'll play the White Sox again today at noon. And then how about this? A judge has told Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift, sorry, we're going to go ahead with this lawsuit over her 2014 hit, Shake It Off, Shake It Off. She had moved, her lawyers had, to, throw out the case. But no, two songwriters are suing Tay-Tay over Shake It Off. They say she stole lyrics from them because they wrote a song called Players Gone Play.
Yep, that's the song.
It's G-O-N apostrophe. How would you pronounce it?
No, you're right. It's just funny when you say it.
Players gon' play.
Players gon' play.
And
I remember that group.
The specific lyrics they're suing over are players gonna play and haters gonna hate. How can you own just those words?
Listen,
vernacular.
I pulled the 20 seconds of audio that kind of compares the two.
Please
it's
do.
From
Play
a
that.
Band called 3LW. It was Three Little Women. It was big like in the early 2000s. I remember rocking out to this song, but here you go. Okay. Where's Taylor? It's essentially the two lines that are the same.
Yeah, it's players gonna play and haters gonna hate. But haven't people been saying that for decades?
I know I have. I've been saying it for years. So.
I don't know how they can sue over that.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm like, I'm treating Taylor Swift as the moose in this story, and I'm on her side.
You're going to trample him.
All right, what else is trending?
Well, over the past month or so, we've talked about terms like quiet quitting and quiet firing, passive-aggressive ways to, you know, not do as much work or just make your employees miserable until they leave. There's a now a fun new term this morning called overemployed. Now, this is when you've got two gigs going on and neither employer knows about the other. So you're like able to manage both of them simultaneously within one workday. So you're kind of like doing two full-time jobs in one day.
I've been doing that for freaking 20 years.
Right. So you get two full-time paychecks. you're looking at probably, you know, 12 to 14 hour work days, and you got to try to juggle and maintain everything without the other employer finding out that you're working another job at the same time.
Well, I haven't done it secretly. Is that the difference?
Yeah, this says secretly when they're the other employer doesn't know about the other employer.
I haven't done that.
No. It's a little easier with our job too, because, you know, by the time we get off the air, you got the rest of the day. You're not really.
It's not like,
like
I'm doing afternoons over at KBCO or anything.
Right, exactly.
Nobody knows because I use a different name.
Right. Don Tesla. Oh, what else is going on? Oh, the Emmy Awards.
I think what I would do is instead is because I've always wanted to try my hand at National Public Radio, could work for NPR, so that I could talk like them just for fun.
All dry and quiet.
Yeah, and very important. Bow hunter in Larimer County had to be airlifted out after being attacked by a moose. You think I got it?
Word has it, players gone play.
Players gone play is their claim.
Yeah.
Now, turning to the stock market. See, I could do NPR.
You and Terry Gross, man.
Yeah, and
Terry
and I
Gross.
Are like this.
Terry Gross and Don Tesla. You should go for it, man. Do it. This year's Emmy Awards hit a new ratings record for an all-time low, a 25% drop in viewers since last year. And if I recall, it was really low last year. They say maybe it was due to the weak opening number, which was a 5-minute dance routine to TV themes.
You're kidding.
No. Why in the world would you turn that off?
I wonder why people aren't watching.
Oh, my God. And then Kenan Thompson was the host, and everyone was kind of like, ho-hum. And then there was like a bunch of little horrible ideas and skits throughout the whole thing. So it was pretty much a flop from the moment it started.
I kind of think the award shows should go away. All except...
They do, man.
The only one they need to keep is the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
That's the only one. And nobody pays attention during that when we're there one bit. I always
feel
bad for the
category.
Host. Yes, I always feel bad for whoever's hosting it because everybody talks through the entire thing.
Yeah.
Nobody listens. But hey, that's what we do, you know. Real quick, quick shout out, fist bump to guys named Matt Cohen. Back in 2016, some dude named Matt Cohen decided to look up other Matt Cohens on Instagram and invite them to join a big group chat. And for the past 6 years, more and more Matt Cohens have joined the group. It's called Matt Cohens of IG. They get on there and they celebrate the accomplishments of each other. They point out celebrities with the same name. But the only thing they have to do is be 100% supportive of each other all the time on there. So it's a lot of, you know, pat in the backs of other Matt Cohens.
How many Jeremy Padgetts are there?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
And how many Dominic Testas?
We should start a little something. That'd be kind of fun, actually. All right, let's do clickbait, man.
Clickbait.
You can find that on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. This one's for all the parents with kids who are constantly flipping those bottles of water to see if they can land them. There's a bottle flipping video that's actually quite impressive this morning. I posted it. Some guy lined up various items along a table, and he walked along the table flipping his bottle so it landed on top of each of them. And it's actually really impressive, and the degree of difficulty goes up for each one that he does. So it's worth a click. Show it to your kids today. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.